Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited tonight because we have a very, very special guest this evening. I am just so honored that we have a guest that's gracing the show and just going to give us some great advice and some great insight. I had the opportunity to read his book entitled The Goal Formula, and it's part of his collection, the Think Great collection. What a phenomenal title. He is a former corporal of the U.S. Marine Corps. He's a husband, father, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and the nationally known author of the Think Great collection. And we will be talking specifically about things from the book, and we will also get to know him a little bit better as an author and motivational speaker. He is none other than Eric Thurwanger, and let's please connect him into the show. Eric?
Hi.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, Eric. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Michelle. Thank you so much. It's such a great honor to be on your show. Love the energy on this show.
Thank you. Well, it's just such a pleasure to have you. Because reading your book, it is something that's so much needed, especially with people going through so many circumstances in their life. And to have a book out here for people to reference to get them to have a different way of thinking to accomplish their goals is wonderful. I just want to start off by asking you, you're a former corporal of the U.S. Marine.
Yes,
and
I am.
How does that evolve into you becoming a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and the author of this great book here?
Well, you know, my time in the Marine Corps is literally the foundation for everything that I do. The honor, the integrity, the discipline that I learned in the Corps, I utilize that in every aspect of my life, but certainly in the business. But when I was in the Marine Corps, I had no idea that I would become an author. I had no plans on becoming a motivational speaker. It all happened by certain circumstances that occurred in my life that when I tied in that training that I received, which helped me to make it through those times, I realized that there's certain techniques that my training in the Marine Corps gave to me that I need to share with people because it helped me through some of the toughest times in my life and stay on track with my goals, which, like many of your listeners, they have goals that are just so important, so dear to their heart, and life has a unique way of throwing some curveballs at them, and if you know how to tackle those curveballs, if you know how to hit them, you can knock them out of the park, and you can stay on track with your goals, and that's really the main reason behind this is to help people accomplish their goals no matter what circumstances they face.
Absolutely. I love that. Now, do you work with being now not in the Corps? Do you work very closely with the Corps and sharing some of your techniques and with the Corps at any point?
Yeah, in fact, I had a copy of my book had made it to one of the sergeant majors that's in the 12th Marine Corps District right out here in Los Angeles. And he had invited me out to speak to some Marines, his recruiters. There was about 100 of them, and I went up to Bakersfield to meet with them, and I made a presentation on my book. And from there, the word spread throughout the Marine Corps, and it's spreading now, even into other branches of service. And I now go around and I train our troops on the specific traits, the strategies and techniques of this book. And I'll tell you, Michelle, for me, there is no greater pleasure than being able to give back to our armed services. I absolutely love, and it is has been a long-term goal of mine, is to reconnect with the military and help them out in any way I can, because these young men and women are just putting everything on the line for us, and I know that they have goals too. And I've been very, very blessed by being able to connect with them and share this message.
Yes, you know what, I applaud you, because so many people forget our troops sometimes. When they're over there outside of their families, we do forget that they, too, have things that they aspire to do, but yet they're, you know, they chose to, you know, protect the country for us, and we often do forget them. So I applaud you for just definitely creating something, you know, that can help them as well. Because, you know, we do often forget that. You know, in reading your, it was so much to take in. It's just like I felt like I was eating a fine meal, and I just didn't want to stop eating. I just want to keep eating over and over again, and because there's so many parts, even from your introduction alone, it's just so much information. But I wanted to specifically, in your introduction part, there was a line in the last paragraph that said they have important goals in their lives, but the physical and mental challenges they encounter often get in the way of their goals. And a lot of people are faced with that. How can a how can a person overcome their challenges, the mental challenges that they endure in each day? How can they, you know, set in motion to overcome those things and start, you know, moving in actions toward reaching their goals?
Well, you know, one of the things that's unique about the book is that I feel there's a lot of little stories in there on ways that I was able to overcome specific challenges in my life. And the book really came to fruition when my wife's oncologist, when she was diagnosed with cancer the first time, told me to keep her positive right before she had her first cycle of chemotherapy. So keeping her positive during chemotherapy, then radiation, then a stem cell transplant was challenging. But I found that focusing on her goals gave her hope. And so I know now that you can be hit with the most dire challenges in your life, but you can still focus, or stay focused, I should say, on your goals. Because what I learned through every challenging time is that through it all, you can still control two things. You can control your thoughts, and you can control your actions. And I've used that concept for the last 10 years, 12 years, in fact, ever since she was diagnosed with her first bout of cancer. And she's been diagnosed 3 times total. And so every time she was diagnosed and my role became caregiver again, I got right back into the mindset that we have important goals, and I'm not going to let these circumstances push them to the back burner. And I know that your listeners out there, I know that their goals are important. I know they're going to be hit with challenges. So on that note, I can at least encourage them to control the thoughts that are going through their heads. Stay positive, stay focused, and control your actions. You can actually apply the goal formula no matter what you're going through. And so that to me is one of the most important concepts in the book, is just staying in control of your thoughts and actions.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the point about your wife, because I was going to bring that up, because a lot of people, you know, currently now, you know, are going through that situation, and oftentimes when, and I think you talk about a little bit in your book how it can be a strain on a marriage when, you know, a spouse is diagnosed with some type of ailment. And and you don't know how to navigate through that process and stay together. But I'm glad you brought out a lot of points about, you know, being able to write your goals, put goals in motion. Your wife was able to you know, succumb that by, you know, writing down her goals and keeping her mind off of her ailment, but rather, you know, concentrating on her goals. So you think that is just a great way of people navigating through a process like that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you've got to stay focused on something positive, especially during negative times. And, you know, our bodies react to the thoughts that we allow to occupy our minds. And so our body will actually create chemicals based on the thought processes. So in other words, you know, when we're thinking positive, we tend to increase our immunoglobulin A levels, which helps us to stay healthy. And there's a lot of scientific and medical research that shows that thinking positively versus thinking negatively actually infect you in a very, very positive way, health and wellness-wise. So we know that the challenges will come. We as people have to make the choice to think positive or think negative, and it's a choice. We all make that choice. But what I like to share with people is that there's so many positive benefits for thinking positive. Not just, oh, I can stay focused on my goals, but you actually become healthier as a result of that, which then empowers you more to go after your goals. So that first step is really making that choice, and it will help you to overcome and make it through those challenges in your life.
Do you think that a lot of the techniques you use in your book, how can a person be more receptive? Because a lot of the times people, will absorb information and sometimes they won't take it in because they feel like, you know, this person doesn't know, okay, they wrote a great book, but they don't know what I am going through. How can you get a person to, you know, actually see that the techniques that you have in your book can apply to their situation no matter what it is? Because I know you addressed that in the book, but sometimes people need to understand how they can actually go through that process and really grasp on to a greater vision about accomplishing their goals, even through their circumstances.
You know, that's such a great question, such a beautiful question, actually, because so many people have been hit with so many challenges that they actually give up on their goals. In fact, most people set New Year's resolutions every year, but they fail to accomplish them. And so we have a dynamic in this country where people chase personal growth. They set these New Year's resolutions almost religiously every year, and then within 2 weeks, they stop working on it, and within 4 weeks, they forgot what they set. And then the following year, and then the next year, 1 year later, they set the exact same New Year's resolutions. And what I found is that these New Year's resolutions that people set, they actually tie in with some very important goals. And most people have the same three New Year's resolutions. They want to make more money, lose more weight, and spend more time with their family. It's fairly universal. And unfortunately, as great as those goals are, most people fail to accomplish those resolutions because they never take the remaining steps. They never apply those New Year's resolutions into a formula designed specifically to help them accomplish their goals. And you're right. Within that first month of the new year, most people have a challenging circumstance come up. So in my book, I basically share the challenges that I face. Now, when Gina was diagnosed with cancer, we were told that news 10 months after we were married. So we were newlyweds. We hadn't even had our first anniversary, and we received that news, but we still had important goals. So she went through 7 cycles of chemotherapy, a month of radiation, and a stem cell transplant. And, you know, through all the basic first treatments, the cancer continued to grow. In fact, 2 additional masses were found before the stem cell transplant took effect and worked. However, she was also notified that she would not be able to have children. Now, at that time, she was 27 years old, and they made her sign a waiver saying, it's highly unlikely, based on the treatments that you're getting, that you'll ever be able to have children. And with a lot of tears in her eyes, she had to sign that form before she had the treatments. Well, after going into remission, 6 months later, my father passed away. I had switched careers at this point, so I went into the financial services industry. I went from the Marine Corps to the entertainment industry to financial services, which I knew nothing about financial services. I knew nothing about sales. I was just trying to put food on the table and spend time with my wife. And we struggled financially. So in a very short period of time, we got hit with illness, death, financial challenges, pretty much everything you could imagine. So much so, there was a point where I was afraid to stick my head out the door because I didn't know what was coming our way. But
wow.
Yeah, it was just nonstop. And what I realized is that we're really going through all of this so we can share it with other people. And, you know, unfortunately, you can share a message, but not everybody's in a position in their life where they're ready to receive it. But for those that are, the story that I share with them, coupled with the formula for accomplishing their goals, usually inspires them to retake those steps to start accomplishing their goals. And to me, that's the most important part, is just giving somebody the opportunity to go back after their goals, to start dreaming again after life has kicked them down for so many years.
Right. I'm so glad that you shared the story about your process, the experiences that you went through, because, so, you know, there are people who are dealing with all of, or some of the same issues that you have endured, and look where you are now. You are a nationally known motivational speaker, and you're here telling the story to encourage other people. So that's a phenomenal, people don't always, when we're going through things, we don't always recognize that we're going through a process in order to help someone else down the road, because we, you know, at that moment we're focusing on our circumstances and the tragedies that have hit us in our lives.
That's right.
And sometimes some of us stay in that position and don't know how to move past that. But this
yes.
book is so awesome and great. The goal formula, you know, this is just. And, you know, when I pick up a book, you don't always, you say, okay, this was a good book, but this is something that it's just like a lifesaver almost to when you really think about it, because it's so many people out here looking for answers to
right.
the problems and their circumstances. And you definitely give them a great deal of information and sharing your stories, you know, it affects a lot of people, you know, illness and, you know, strain on marriages and death, all of those things, like you said, are things that strain us in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, and we need something. We do. We need something to reference to, you know, get us
sure.
out of those positions.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I feel that, you know, one of the things that makes this book different is that it doesn't just focus on the goal itself. It focuses on each goal in someone's life. And these could be personal or professional goals. I speak with individuals. I speak with groups, sales teams, businesses. And like I said, I speak with the military. I speak with charity organizations. And one thing they all have in common is they want to accomplish goals so that they can achieve greater results. So it doesn't matter if I'm speaking to a single mom or if I'm speaking to the executive officer of a branch of service or if I'm speaking to the CEO, CFO, COO, or any of those great three-letter designations, one thing that everybody has in common is they at least have the desire for greater results. And the goal formula starts off with helping people to identify their bigger picture. And the bigger picture could be in their life, could be in their business, could be in their family. But once you're able to create, and you hit on a great word earlier, visualize, the vision. Once you can visualize your big picture, then you can take parts of that picture and break them down into puzzle pieces. And that's really what goals are. They're puzzle pieces that when you put them together, they create the big picture of your life. And see, that's, for me, my big picture is so important to me that I stay focused on my goals 100% of the time. And part of my big picture is not just providing financial security for my family, not just helping people to accomplish their goals. That's all part of it. I have a very specific part of my big picture, which is to help rid the world of cancer. And I can't do that alone. So I work with charities and different organizations. I'm a legislative ambassador for the American Cancer Society. I volunteer my time with them. I help the Relay for Life collect money. And I help to raise awareness, because one of my deepest passions is to create a world that my daughter never has to hear the words that her mom heard three times, which is, you have cancer. So that is such a huge part of my big picture in my life that when I attach my goals to that, I have no choice but to accomplish them. There's too much at stake. And so when I coach people, that's one of the key elements that I focus on, is not just helping them to set goals. Most people are fairly good at setting goals, and we will do that. But what I really focus on is, what is it that they want out of life? What's the big picture? If they could design the life they want, what would it look like? And then from there, we start to break out the long-term goals and the short-term goals that will help them to hit that. And I think for me, that's really the distinguishing factor in the book, is it takes a higher look at what's important to the person. Because if you focus on what is important to you and what you're passionate about, it's highly unlikely you'll quit on that, no matter what circumstances you face.
Absolutely. You're one of the things that I wanted to address, because and talking with you about the people actually writing down their short-term and long-term goals, a lot of times, and like you said, with the New Year's resolutions, people don't always follow through with those, because it's something that, you know, they want to do, but they have not sat down to actually put a strategic plan in place to actually see themselves envisioning and accomplishing those goals. But
right.
I want to skip to chapter 9 in your book, because the time goes by so quickly. tell us a little bit about, in this part of the book, where you talk about the 90-day run, and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, getting back onto if you look at the big picture of your life and you break down those goals, obviously for me, one of the big goals is fighting cancer. Well, I'm probably not going to accomplish that in the next 90 days, but
right.
So I would consider that's a long-term goal that's going to tie in with my big picture. However, there's a lot of short-term goals that I can take from that long-term goal. I can break that goal down into shorter, achievable goals that I use my 90-day run program to help accomplish that. And where I got the 90-day run program is really simple. When I went into boot camp, I went in as an undisciplined civilian. I was 18 years old. I was actually 18 years old in 3 weeks. So 3 weeks after I hit 18, I walked into boot camp stepped into boot camp on the Yellow Footprints. If any of your listeners are familiar, they'll know what I'm talking about. So I went into boot camp, and 90 days later, my drill instructors had transformed this group of civilians, these kids, from sloppy civilians to hard charging Marines in 90 days. And I realized in a 90-day period, people can stay laser-focused and accomplish great things. And so I take all of my short-term goals and I plug them into this 90-day program. And usually, you will exceed them. So a 90-day run will help you to stay focused by taking the right steps in that block of time and enlisting the help of other people. It's very much like boot camp, except when you do the goal formula, nobody's yelling at you. Hopefully nobody's yelling at you, and you don't have to do any push-ups. But, you know, the point is that you can still tap into that mindset and that technique that the Marine Corps has used for 235 years to train Marines. And they take that block of time and they transform somebody. And so the book really goes in more depth in that. Like you're saying, Chapter 9 talks about that in depth. But it allows you to break bad habits and create new, powerful habits that will help you to accomplish your goals. And you have the ability to do those things within a 90-day block of time. And then you can tie those 90-day runs together, maybe two or three or four of them, to start accomplishing long-term goals.
Absolutely. I'm glad you talked about that. I want to ask you specifically about, you know, I know that the 90-day run, how you say it runs, but what if a person is just in a point in their life where they want to take on something, but do you feel like they would have to go through a deprogramming process? Because so many people are set in their ways of, this is how certain things should go, this is how it should be done, and sometimes you have to get rid of things in order to, you know, accept other things. How can a person actually do that to incorporate, you know, some of the techniques that you have given in your book to you? How can a person incorporate, like, deprogram themselves from, you know, their bad habits or old habits?
You know, that's such a great question, and that's a problem that plagues most people, is that bad habits are just ingrained in them after years and years, and in fact, decades for some people, of that consistent pattern. Well, in boot camp, we didn't really have a choice. When they told us to get rid of a habit, we got rid of it, or we experienced a lot of pain. So we were very anxious to get rid of the habits that the drill instructors told us to, but in the real world, we may not have drill instructors there to help us. So that's why I, in the book, there's a couple different ways that I talk about doing this. One, there's a great power in letting people know your goals. I call it utilizing your personal network. In other words, sharing your goals with people you know. That way, people will start to hold you accountable. They'll start asking you about those goals, and it puts a certain amount of pressure on you to do the right things. In other words, when your personal network starts calling you and saying, hey, how's your goal coming? Like, I have two goals that I'm working on right now, which will be completed in my current 90-day run, and that's to complete two more books. Everywhere that I go, I share these books. One's called 3D Sales. It's a sales book, obviously. And the other's called The Scale Factor. It's a weight loss book. And I am sharing those goals everywhere that I speak. I just shared it with your listeners, and I know somebody's going to email me and say, hey, how are the books coming? Are you back? And that helps me to break any bad habits that I have that prevent me from accomplishing my goal. So one technique is let more people know about your goals. Most people set New Year's resolutions and keep them a secret. I'm not big on secrets. I'm big on sharing your goals with as many people as you can so that they can help basically put your feet in the fire. Number two is on a 90-day run, you never have to go at it alone. You can actually have a great partner that tag teams the 90-day run with you, that teams up and does more than just support you, but gets in the trenches with you and shares your goals with you. I've had people team up that want to lose weight together or increase sales together or build a business or launch a business together. So instead of just supporting each other, they get in the trenches with each other and they do a shared 90-day run. And then last but not least, that's why I launched the coaching program that I have, where I actually talk to people from all over the country, you know, via the phone or Skyping or however we do it these days with all the technology we have. But I connect with people to help them stay on track, identify those habits they need to eliminate, identify the habits that they need to incorporate so that they can be on track to accomplish those short-term goals in a 90-day period, because great goals are almost impossible to accomplish by yourself. It's a team effort, and too many people try to do it alone.
Absolutely. I kind of chuckled a little bit because I felt when you were talking, I feel that I'm guilty of some of the things. Sometimes I like to take on things by myself because I feel like, you know, that's the only way it's going to get done. But you do have to have a team in place to really, you know, execute on some of the things that you want to do. And it's so important to have the right people around you to actually help hold you accountable. And I'm glad you mentioned about it's okay to tell people that you're going to be having a new book coming, and because that holds you, in, you know, accountable for that. And people, you know, I'm always reluctant on doing that because people will ask you, well, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And I don't want to hear that. But, you know, I see the power in letting people know, because it does put you in a position where, okay, if you're hearing it, you got to keep, it's going to make you strive to want to get it done even more because other people are constantly reminding you.
See, and there's no doubt. Now I've enlisted you into my personal network. Now you know I have two books, so you actually have my cell phone number. You can actually call me and say, hey, Eric, how are those books coming? When I get calls like that, fires me up. So I don't announce a goal unless I'm really prepared to accomplish it. And I think that what the goal formula does for people is allows them to step out without falling down. And that's the big key. You know, most people step out and they try and lose weight. They try and earn money. They try and eliminate debt. They try and enhance their marriage or their parenting skills, their sales, whatever it is. Everybody's got goals. But so many times we let ourselves down so often that we stop taking those steps. And the goal formula empowers people to start taking those steps again, because it's more than just hype and rah-rah. It's more than just, hey, I know you can do it. There's a proven plan here that people from all over our country and around the world are using to accomplish meaningful goals. And many of these people have tough times, and they're still accomplishing these goals. They're implementing 90-day runs. They're breaking their big picture down into long-term goals and breaking those long-term goals into short-term goals, and they're repeating the patterns that work. And that's what I think excites me the most. I'm seeing people accomplish their goals. And that really is my biggest goal, is to help people accomplish their goals. So the goal formula for me is more than just a book. It's really a way of life.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. I mean, because I got that same feeling reading through it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is just, it's like a life support. You know, I just, the best way I can describe it, because I felt a sense of rejuvenation or something as I was reading some of the things. I'm like, oh, God, this is what I must do. Because you just find yourself, you know, because I coach people sometimes, and, I am... just getting into that realm of my life. And, you know, I have clients where I'm, you know, encouraging them to accomplish their goals and learning, you know, just reading this book has, you know, heightened and enlightened me a lot more and actually empowered me to, you know, do a better job with coaching my clients, because, you know, it's all about wanting to, you know, change a person, help a person and realize that, you know, their goals in their life and accomplish those things. And you have to do it, you know, in a way where that you're giving them the right information and the right, you know, tools to actually do that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me the important part was, and I have a little rule of thumb in my company, is that if somebody asks me how I did something more than 10 times, I write a book about it. So the books that are coming out right now, the goals that I have on these books are really because people like you have said, hey, what did you do to accomplish this goal or to achieve this level of success or whatever the case is? And the very first thing was breaking down the formula that I used to put these goals together. And by doing so, I personally have lost weight. I got back in shape when I had gotten out of shape. I increased my income. I launched my own company. I've used the goal formula to write books, and now I've used the goal formula to speak to different organizations and make an impact in the world in different areas, and now I get to teach people the goal formula, and that's what's exciting for me. So everything that Think Great, my company, offers is really just a picture, a snapshot of something, a program that I've used to accomplish something. It's not, look at all the things that this person did or this person. These are real life examples that happened in my life, real stories with the programs that I use to get ahead. And I think that's where people really resonate with. There's a lot of great books out there, and there's a lot of great speakers. And what I wanted to do is I really wanted to offer something that was a common denominator, if you will, a program that anyone could use at any time in their life, regardless of their circumstances, and achieve greater results without having to tap into all these other programs that are out there. Just say, hey, here's what I did in my life. Here's what you can do in yours.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. There are a lot of wonderful books out there, but it can get become overwhelming to people when they're trying to find answers. And people like to relate more to people who have actually experienced some of those things that they're speaking of in their book. A lot of times people, you know, write books off of observations, and it's not always as effective as a person who writes a book who actually went through those things and tell people how they overcame circumstances in their life. So I really just love this book, and, you know, I want to, you know, we have so many listeners in the chat room. We, you know, just like to take this moment to thank you all for hanging out with us and speaking, listening to some of the techniques in the Goal Formula book, the Think Great Collection. I'm sorry, I'm getting so excited about this book, just the information, because I know that it's a lot of helpful information that everybody is going to be able to use who are especially listening globally and in the chat room. We do have some people on the switchboard. Please let us know that you want to ask Eric a question by selecting option one, if you will. Otherwise, I would just assume that you are just listening in to the show. Eric, this is just so wonderful. I want to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with more with Eric Thurlinger.
Thank you.
Like to read but haven't got time for bookstores? Then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of e-books with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the readers' reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and you are tuning in with our candid interview with the author, Eric Thurlinger, of the book entitled The Gold Formula, The Think Great Collection. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I want to kind of backtrack a little bit, and because, you know, we have a lot of authors and poets that, you know, come onto the show. You specifically have on page 66 in the book, because a lot of people want to become authors of their own books, but they struggle with the process of just really getting down to the point where, you know, they say that I want to write this book. And you give, some specific information, the goal number one, how they, you know, really go through their process. Can you kind of share with the listeners who have not had the opportunity to get your book, but I'm sure they will after listening to the show, about that process? Because I know we've, you know, a lot of the information will be kind of the same to really get your, write your goals down, get it in focus, change your mindset. But I wanted you to kind of specifically go over the information that you have on that page.
You know, writing books to me is one of the greatest pleasures that I have in my life, because I feel that everybody has a great story to share. And when you embark on the journey to write a book, it really allows you to understand more about your own story and discover ways to uniquely present it to somebody to make an impact in their life. And for me, that creative process is always very exciting. So the goal of writing books is huge for me. It's not something I take lightly. And what I'll do is I'll talk about what's on that page 66 and how it ties in with the 5 steps to accomplishing goals. And the first one is to identify, you know, an important goal in your life. And I use the acronym GREAT, G-R-E-A-T, to help people take those 5 steps. And the first one is G, which is goals. Identify important goals in your life. So if your goal is to write a book, then you've got to identify that specific goal, the specific book that it is that you're looking to write. And the next step, R, reasons. Establish powerful reasons for writing that book. Often I've found why I'm writing a book is much more important than just the book itself. It's who I'm going to be able to help. The people out there that need an edge in their life, need a solution in their life. It's the reasons that make the goal so important to me. And the next thing is to set high expectations on yourself. You also have to take all of the actions involved in writing a book. Sometimes writing the intro is one thing, but writing an entire book, having it published and edited in the whole nine yards can be time-consuming. So there's a lot of steps involved there. And last but not least, you have to track your results. But on page 66, as you were talking about, I established for my first book, I wrote down the goal was to write a book, and I wrote down my reasons was to share a powerful message and to fulfill the dream of becoming an author. After the story and the encounters that Gina and I went through, it started to become a goal of mine, a dream to become an author. So writing the first book was going to help me to fulfill that. The expectations that I set, and I had never written before, and I didn't take any classes on writing books, so it was all new to me. So the expectations I set was to allocate time every day where I was going to write at least a full page of a book. So I knew if a book was going to be 180 pages, I could write a book in roughly 6 months. So I could do two 90-day runs and accomplish my goal of writing a book. So I just had to write a page a day. The actions that I needed to take, you know, some of them were pretty basic. I had to get some writing materials or maybe a program that I could type it into or whatever the case is. I had to look for an agent if I was going to head in that direction, look for a publishing company unless you're going to self-publish. And the action that I took, I'm going to take that expectation of writing a page down, and I identified that every night before I went to bed, I would write a page of the book. And then I tracked it. I tracked everything I did, and if I didn't write a page on one day, I wrote 2 pages the next day. And literally the first book I wrote, it took about two 90-day runs to get it all done and get it published. And fortunately now for any of your listeners that are interested in writing a book, there's so many steps online that you can take to self-publish these days and get your message out there without having to go through a publishing company, because the big catch-22 is, you know, these publishing companies only take you if you're a known name, and the only way to be a known name is to get a book out there. So it's pretty challenging, but it doesn't have to stop you. And that's how I plugged it into the goal formula. And I also realized a very important aspect of the goal formula is a concept I call, if somebody else can do it, I can do it too. And I learned that in boot camp when I went in day one. I was scared to death. I thought I was going to fail. I didn't know if I was going to make it out of boot camp. And I looked around and I said, you know what, if all these other guys are going to pass, why can't I? And I started thinking about all the people that have made it through boot camp. And I did the same thing with the book. I started realizing, if you go on Amazon, there's no way in your lifetime you could count the amount of books that are on there. So people are writing books every single day. So you can use that, if somebody else can do it, I can do it mindset, to tie in with your goal of writing a book, and that book becomes virtually impossible not to write. In fact, the only way you'll fail to write it is if you make the choice to stop writing. That's why I went from really never early in my life not thinking I would be an author to now I have 7 books that I'm working on having to complete the collection. So it's an interesting dynamic when you look at all the goals that you have. Somebody else has already set every one of those goals and accomplished them.
Absolutely. That's so interesting. I wanted to ask you, with in line with, because there are a lot of people that speak about positive thinking, thinking great, changing your mindset. Do you ever, with you writing this entire collection, do you ever meditate or incorporate meditation into, clearing your mind in any kind of way to kind of bring this collection together, and do you kind of incorporate that in some way?
Well, I have to be honest and say that I don't meditate. Even though I live in Southern California and everyone around me meditates, I probably should, but I don't do a lot of meditating. But I do a lot of prayer, and I do pray a lot, and I also do a lot of just soul searching, you know, and as I talk to people, I really look at what is important to other people. I think my focus on helping others is so strong that when I talk to people and I hear what their goals are, I really try and identify the solutions for them. But, you know, I think it's very important for people to meditate or to pray or just to get some alone time and really think about the things that they want in life. And that really ties in, and it's such a great, great point and question that you bring up, is that when you put together your big picture, it really does take a lot of soul searching. You've really got to dig down deep and peel all the layers off and find out what's most important to you. And for some people, that's not going to happen overnight. They need to take a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. Maybe while they're focusing on some of their goals, they're still formulating what their big picture is. And I think too often people rush that process. And it took me a long time to find what my greater purpose is. For a long time, I thought I wanted to be a filmmaker. And I thought that that's where my greatest passion was, until I started helping people, and like you, coaching people and helping them to achieve greater results and and experience a better life, that to me, there's really no equal to that. So, and I didn't encounter that greater purpose in my life until my life was filled with what I considered challenging times. And so I was literally forged from those times into somebody different than I was prior to experiencing those times. And it was somebody, I came out of that as somebody that just realized the value of having a greater life, and everything that I put together really ties in with that to help others to accomplish it too.
Absolutely. I wanted to really ask you that question because a lot of times when you get someone that can write a book such as this, and it breathes and feeds your spirit so that, you know, to a point of changing your life for the better, for the good period, it you know, sometimes a lot of times that requires a person to be able to think and meditate on and self-reflect on a lot of things that are going on in their life. And I feel like self-reflecting helps a person to rid themselves of some of the negative energy and the things that they allow to stumble them in their lives from, you know increasing their lifestyle, you know, lifestyle or life standards. You know, sometimes people stay in such a rut, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of meditation and ridding yourself of that and releasing those things. That's why I wanted to ask you that question, if that's something that you do. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think that process is very important for people to really spend time with themselves and understand why they're trying to accomplish their goals. And what I found that's unique is most goals that you accomplish really benefit other people. Even if you want to lose weight, you're going to benefit the members of your family or your friends, or maybe you'll inspire somebody to do the same goal. So if you want to earn money, it'll increase the lifestyle of your family, or run your own business, or, you know, help out a charity organization. I would suggest that as people write their goals down, to really write down all the people that it would positively impact. And I spend a lot of time thinking about that, is when I accomplish this goal, who will it help? And that actually helps inspire me to work even harder, because I go, wow, there's a lot of people that could benefit from this book. So then I work harder at it. Or a speaking engagement, if I go and speak at an organization, how many lives can I impact in that 30 minutes or 60 minutes or 2 hours that I'm there? How many people can I reach that day that make the commitment to say, I'm going to step up and focus on my goals. I'm going to search for the way to accomplish a greater life. And so, you know, I think as they get that quiet time with themselves, one of the things to think about is how those goals can help other people, because I think that's really one of our driving forces in our life, is what we can do to help others.
Absolutely. We do have a question in the chat room, Eric, from Jasmine Powers. Can you ask him about the trial that brought him to recognize his real passion? So, I believe she's probably searching for, you know, how to get to her real passion, to recognize it.
Was she asking, I'm sorry, she's asking how I came up with that, or how I help others to come up with that?
How did you recognize your real passion for what you're doing now?
You know, that really started after my wife had been diagnosed and I became a caregiver. So I went from corporal in the Marine Corps to an employee in the entertainment industry to a sales rep who is now a caregiver. And I think at that process, when I switched careers and I started selling and I started sitting with people face-to-face and hearing what their goals were, although a lot of them were financial at the time, what became a real passion for me was to help people to accomplish those goals. And it might have been just finding the right insurance product or mutual fund to put them in, but to help them get on track with their goals. And as I helped people on the financial goal side, I found that they were opening up and sharing more of their goals with me, and I really enjoyed the process of watching people accomplish their goals and seeing the impact in their lives, in their families' lives, in the lives around them. And so it really started when Gina was diagnosed with cancer. It gave me a different perspective on life and really guided my career path in a much different direction that put me in front of people, whereas before I wasn't dealing with people in that type of role. And I really attribute that time period in my life, which were, I considered some darker days, if you will, a bright light came on and really showed me what my true path is.
Right. Jasmine, I hope that answers your question in the chat room. Please make a notation in the chat room to let us know if your question was answered, if you got answers to that. Thank you so much for asking that question. All right. We have 9 more minutes remaining in the show. Eric, I do want people to get the opportunity to get connected with you, to follow you on your blogs and your website. So if you can quickly give that information to all of our listeners.
Yeah, they can actually go to my website. All the information is there on our books, the speaking engagements, everything they need to know about Think Great and where I'll be speaking at is right there. And the website is www.thinkgreat90, so it's thinkgreat90.com.
Okay, we got that in the chat room here. All right, and the book can be purchased on, let us know, I have put the Amazon.com link in there, but if any other places where the book can be purchased?
Yes, it's definitely on Amazon.com under the Goal Formula, and it's also directly on our website under the products page.
Okay. I don't know if we answered the. Okay, did she answer? Oh, okay, yes, the question was answered. I just like to make sure that, you know, when people ask a question, sometimes they won't call in, but, you know, they put it in the chat room. So we like to make sure that the questions were answered. I am going to very quickly, you know, just ask you, since we only have 7 more minutes remaining in the show, you have been an awesome guest, and you have given us a lot of very good information to utilize in our day-to-day life, Eric. And if you had to just give parting, you know, further encouragement, because you have given us so much to feed off of, what would you say to a person that, you know, is that's stuck in the rut, but they just, you know, they're at the point where they want to make a change in their life, and they now have you know, a reference tool, you know, as far as, you know, hearing that your book is out, you know, other than just getting the book, what would you tell that person to encourage them to just to start moving forward to accomplishing their goals?
You know, that's a fantastic question. And for starters, if someone in your audience is having challenging times and they're making that choice, which I believe is the greatest step they can take, is make the choice to achieve a greater life by accomplishing your goals, I would really encourage that person to start, like I said, sharing their goals. And I'll tell you what I'll do for your listeners. If they go to the website, they'll find they'll find a link on there for, it'll say info for an email address. For your listeners, they can email me, and I will respond back to them to go step by step with them through their goals. In other words, if they feel comfortable enough to say, hey, this is what I'm trying to accomplish in my life, I'll reply back to them. For me, it's really about the connection. So if somebody out there is really looking to connect and be able to get to that next step, and they don't have anybody else that they can do that with, I want your listeners to know that they can count on me, that I will actually help take those next steps with them, and I'll help ask them the right questions and help give them some pointers on getting onto the right track, because sometimes just having someone in your corner makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. You're so right. You know, listeners out there, you know, we have quite a few people in the chat room. You know, if you've been extended the opportunity to contact Eric via his website, which we've put that into the chat room, the link into the chat room, so please feel free to connect with him there, www.thinkgreat90.com. We want to make sure that you have that information. His book is available on Amazon.com and via his website. It's entitled The Gold Formula, Think Grit Collection. We look forward to many more to come, since he's already shared with us that he has more books coming. We're going to hold him accountable for that and look for those in future times to come. But make sure you go out and support. Grab this book, because if you feel like you don't need it for yourself, you feel like you are where you need to be in your life, grab it for someone that you know that can utilize it and make it a great, it's a great Father's Day gift. It's, you know, Father's Day is coming up Sunday, and you know, just so many opportunities you can use this book to really encourage someone else's life that is, you know, going through some trying times. This is a very good book for them to reference and actually put some, you know, actions into plan with, you know, a lot of the information. It's very user-friendly, so to speak, because, you know, a lot of people don't like to read a lot of big words and feel like they can't relate, but you definitely can relate and read this with ease. So please go out and support our author, our guest, featured guest, Mr. Eric Thuringer. And, again, his book is available on Amazon.com and via his website as well. We'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this evening here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We'd like to thank you, Eric, for being a very special featured guest on our show, and you have been very helpful, very insightful, and this has tremendously changed my life. I will be the first person to say that. So thank you for that, and it has been a great pleasure having you here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Well, thank you. You are a phenomenal host, and I hope to be back on your program again soon.
Yes. Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
Count me in.
All right, everybody, I just want to say, again, thank you so much. The time is winding down, so thank you so much, everyone that attended the show this evening, tuned in and listened in on the switchboard, as well as hung out with us in the chat room. Thank you so much. So many of you popped in and you know, listened in for a bit and had to go, but that's okay. We so appreciated your presence here. We hope all of the information that you heard today was very helpful to you, and I know it was, because a lot of you just really hung out and asked questions, so we appreciate you that for that. I say to everyone, have a great evening, rest of the evening, and thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed, and we will see you next time here on the Poetic NG Radio Show. Have a good night, all. Thank you, Eric, again.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All righty.